This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai is heading back to detention after the city's highest court revoked his bail on Thursday. The Hong Kong government prosecutors took the case to the Court of Final Appeal. Lai was granted bail last week under tough restrictions and spent 3 weeks behind bars before posting a $1.2 million bond just last week. Prosecutors appealed the decision to grant Lai bail, claiming the judgment was erroneous. Lai is charged with fraud and colluding with foreign powers or external forces. He is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. The new law was imposed by Beijing in response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the last half of last year. Argentina's Senate has voted to legalize abortion. The bill allows abortions up to 14th week of pregnancy. After that time, abortions are allowed in cases of rape or if the mother's life is in danger. Argentina is the largest country in Latin America to legalize abortion. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 30 Syrian soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack by the jihadist Islamic State group on their bus in the east of the war-torn country. The group says the attack targeted a bus carrying regime soldiers going home on leave. Two other buses, which were part of the convoy, managed to escape. Norwegian rescuers are using drones and dogs in a search for 10 people still missing on Thursday, a day after a landslide in southern Norway swept away more than a dozen buildings. 10 people were injured, one critically, after the landslide in the residential area north of the capital, Oslo.